The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This common annual flower is in full bloom now, gracing hanging baskets and containers with its colorful double, sometimes fragrant, blooms. Its origins go back to the Andes Mountains, and it was all the rage in the late 1800s in Europe. But it wasn't introduced to North America until around World War I, when a soldier, Carlton Lowe, saw it growing in Belgium and brought seeds back to his home in Ohio. What's the name of this globe-trotting flower? It's the tuberous begonia. Although this flower is stunning when in full bloom, many consider it difficult to grow. There's nothing worse than seeing a rain-stained, wind-whipped, powdery mildew-ridden tuberous begonia struggling to survive. But under the right conditions, it's a showstopper. I once saw a hoop house filled with tuberous begonias at Whiteflower Farm in Connecticut, and it was jaw-dropping. To grow these flowers, place them in a bright area with morning sun in containers protected from the wind and the rain. If you've had trouble with powdery mildew in the past, spray them with Serenade organic fungicide to prevent this disease. Also, bottom water the plants so the leaves and flowers don't get stained by water. The best part about growing tuberous begonias is you can save them each year. After a light frost, move the plants to a garage or basement and remove the shoots once dry. Take the tubers out of the pot and let them dry for a few days. Store the tubers in dry peat moss in a 40 to 50 degree location. In late winter, place the tubers, hollow side up, in a shallow tray filled with light potting soil. Cover them with a 1-inch thick layer of soil and keep them moist. Once they start to sprout, pot them up and let them grow. And now for this week's tip. Avoid the disappointment of half-eaten root crops by protecting potatoes, carrots, and beets from hungry mice and voles with traps, repellent sprays, or wire fencing dug 1 foot down around the bed. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about employee gardens. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.